The United Nations is gearing up for a massive humanitarian operation in Liberia now that ex-President Charles Taylor has gone into exile. The UN has sent a team of high-level officials to Monrovia to assess the humanitarian situation. The 11 senior UN officials will be joining a team of emergency aid officers who arrived in Monrovia Monday. This is the first time UN foreign staff has set foot in Liberia since the UN evacuated its personnel June 10th. A UN spokeswoman says the UN team hopes to meet with representatives of the American and West African peacekeeping forces and with Liberian government officials. Its main aim is to ensure free and speedy access to victims of the civil conflict. A spokeswoman for the World Food Program, Christiane Bertium, says the agency has food stocks in Monrovia and in neighboring countries, which can be distributed as soon as the United Nations gives the green light.
We're really ready to beef up our operation when the security will be there, and we have all the plans to help people. This is going to be a major and huge humanitarian operation because the needs for food are so great.
Other UN agencies are also gearing up to assist the Liberian people. The World Health Organization is sending in experts in disease control. It also will be contributing essential medicines. On Wednesday, the UN Refugee Agency is sending a plane with two international emergency staff into Monrovia. The plane also will carry urgent supplies such as fuel and equipment needed for its activities. The United Nations Children's Fund says its priority is the protection of children. UNICEF spokesman Damien Persona says aid workers in Monrovia describe the situation of children there as appalling.
The situation there is actually the worst they've ever seen in their entire professional life. One of the reasons is not only because of the violence of the fightings, but also the fact that these children do not have any community or any family to protect them, and especially the fact that they have been displaced for so many years within the country, but also outside the country.
Mr. Persona says UNICEF protection officers who specialize in caring for traumatized children will go to Monrovia. He says one of their jobs will be to counsel the thousands of children who have been recruited as soldiers by all of the warring factions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.